Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement, which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The adventures of Jungle Jim have found him pitted against many dangerous and sinister enemies. But now in the Paguan Islands, Jungle Jim has met the most formidable, treacherous, and relentless enemies he has ever known, led by Karnak the Killer. The mysterious unseen power that plans to seize the Paguan Islands when the United States government withdraws its protectorate. The United States Military Intelligence Corps, through Major Breeze, the ranking intelligence officer, has enlisted the services of Jungle Jim to uncover the plot and capture Karnak the Killer and put an end to the threat of dictatorship, of death and terrorism. Major Breeze, disguised as a drunken beachcomber, is actively engaged in running down some of Karnak's henchmen on one of the islands in the Paguan group. His secret campaign was very successful until his treacherous former manservant, Koa, once in the employ of Karnak, recognizes him in a cheap hotel barroom. Seized with fear that the Major might recognize him, Koa makes a hurried exit from the barroom, closely followed by one of Karnak's men. As Koa hurries down the now deserted village street...
Hey, wait a minute. What's your hurry? Slow up.
Who are you afraid of?
Man, there in bar. No want him see me.
You mean that stumble bum? He's nobody.
You take Koa someplace alone, where no one can see or hear. I tell you who man is.
You mean you know that bum?
He is no bum. No drunk. Take me quick, I tell you.
Okay. Here, come into our warehouse. We'll be perfectly safe there. You got me interested. I'd like to know what this is all about.
Koa tell all, but no here. Koa afraid.
Okay. Take it easy. Here, turn in here to the yard. Now, wait a minute. I'll open the gate. Go right in. Nobody can get in here. Wait a minute. I'll lock up again. Okay. I'll go right up the door there. I'll open up and we'll go into the office. There won't be anyone to hear us in there.
That good. Koa much afraid.
A drunken bum sure has got the Indian sign on you. Now, where's the key to that office door? Oh, yeah, here it is. There you are. Now, you're as safe as a money in the mint. Now, let's have it. Who is that drunken stumble bum, and what has he got on you that makes you so nervous?
He no bum. He big army man. Name Major Breeze.
Major Breeze, huh?
Him belong Secret Service.
Wow. G2, are you sure?
Very sure. I was servant and guide to Major Breeze when he go to Singapore to find Jungle Jim Bradley.
Yeah?
Get Jungle Jim to come Paguan Island to fight Chief.
Well, now I get it. He's the one you framed. After you took that shot at Jungle Jim and thought you killed him, you laid the blame on Major Breeze. Told the governor, didn't you? It was tough for you that it didn't work out.
Koa shoot him, and he no die.
Charmed life, huh? Maybe we'd better see if the Major has one.
Him come hunt Koa.
Yeah, but you saw him first. He didn't see you.
Yeah. He no find me.
That's why he's disguised as a bum. Maybe he's after you. Maybe he's after the chief. In any case, his disguise wasn't good enough.
I go away where he no find me. I go quick.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get excited. You don't have to do a run out. I've got a simpler plan. And a safer one. You missed Jungle Jim, but here's your chance to make it good. Knock off this Major Breeze.
Koa kill? No, Major, big army man. Secret Service. Koa kill him, whole army come.
Nobody'll know. He won't even know who did it. We'll leave his body in the bottom of the bay here.
Koa go away. Much better. No kill Major. Too big in army. Make big trouble. No, I go away quick.
Yeah, and leave the Major to track down the chief. You call that a good plan?
I no want kill him.
You don't want the chief to kill you either. Remember, you have a mark against you for failing to do your job in the jungle. Now, maybe getting the Major out of the way would satisfy the chief. You wouldn't have to hide from him. You'd be in good. Top man.
But army come if Major die.
Army, huh? Who would you rather have after you, the army or the chief?
Koa go away.
Look, the army's after you now. But those clumsy fools won't find you. The chief is different. When he gets tired hunting you, he'll punish your mother or father or your woman. The chief makes everybody pay if you run from him.
Koa, no.
Well, then you take care of the Major and see if that won't clean things up.
Maybe so better.
Sure. Here, take this knife. Look at that blade. That'll do the job easy. Now listen to me. We'll stroll back to the cafe. I'll go inside and join him and get the major to go out on the porch for some reason. And you be behind the door when he comes out. This blade was made for his back.
So, you really were on the stage,
huh? It is my only love, the footlight. Good.
You're a long way from all that now, brother. You're just a bum. A beach coma. And you won't last long. Here. Bottoms up.
Right. To the theater. All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their
entrances. Pardon me, old timer, for butting in here, but I got a little business to talk over with my partner.
It's quite all right. It's quite all right.
Ah, sit down. The old boy's nuts. He's still spotting poetry.
Poetry, huh? Well, we got something more important than that to listen to. Come on, I gotta see you.
Okay, but what's the hurry? Hey, you missed it. You should have heard the old timer do Casey at the bat.
Yeah, well, I'll catch it again some other time. Listen, come on with me. This is important.
Pardon me, old timer. Your drink will be here pronto. Pronto. And we'll be back.
All right.
Yeah. Sit down and get this quick. The stumble bummy, what you think he is? You gotta get him out of the way.
What's a gag? We can dump him as soon as the mess outside is cleaned up.
Listen, he knows more than that killing outside.
Don't worry, he won't know anything when those knockout drops hit him. I've been pouring dynamite into him since we come in.
All right, don't be too sure. Wait a minute, don't turn around. That guy is Major Breeze of the Army Intelligence.
Major Breeze of the G2? Hey, where'd you get that?
I'll tell you later, but I'm positive. We gotta work fast. We'll steer him through the door onto the porch.
Let him get away?
He won't get away. There's a knife out there waiting for him.
A knife?
Yeah. I got Koa, that trigger man behind the door outside, with 8 inches of steel to plant in his back. You'll never know what hit him. Come on, let's go.
Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I could say good night till it be morrow.
Ah, you mean you're leaving us so soon? You'll come back.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen. I was but extending my regrets. I thought you left the table, and I must go.
Well, so long, old timer. They'll be seeing you.
Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you. I must have a turn about in the evening air.
That's the idea. There's nothing like it. So long, old-timer.
Au revoir, gentlemen. Au revoir. Oh, wait. Wait, there's my hat.
Oh, yeah, your hat.
Your hat. There it is.
Take a walk, and then come back and have a bite to eat.
Sure. We'll be glad to have you.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you for your kind hospitality.
Don't mention it, old-timer. Like my friend says, glad to have you. Join us when you had your evening walk.
Au revoir. That sweet compulsion doth amuse me.
There he goes. I hope there won't be any slip-up.
Don't worry. There won't be. That's the end of him. Cole, got him. Let's get out of here. The less said, the better.
And so Koa, the treacherous manservant of Major Breeze, recognizing his former master in spite of his clever disguise, pressed against the wall, leaps upon the unsuspecting Major's back and plunges the knife deep in his unresisting body. And another victim is added to the total score of the dreaded followers of Karnak the Killer. Far to the east on another island, Jungle Jim and his faithful Kolu follow strange footprints across the clearing surrounding the charred and smoldering native village.
One Jim, one Kolu, bring sign.
Yes, Kolu. We can use that sometime, maybe. A human skull and a piece of bark and 3 terse words. Karnak is king.
Why, Twan Jim think can use?
Maybe his natives are superstitious. Maybe we can turn them against him some way.
Twan Jim smart. Natives now much afraid.
What do you mean?
When Koa try shoot you, come back and say Twan Jim dead. Then you come here alive. Koa and natives think you ghost. Nobody can kill you.
A charmed life, huh? Sometimes I think it is, Kolu. Well, bring the skull and the sign. We want to be on the move.
Kolu, bring them. Get them quick.
That's a fresh boot printer, all right. Funny, you'd think a fella'd be smarter than to wear boots here. Well, they're like fingerprints. If we ever catch up with him, we can spot him in a second. And that is if this soft ground holds out.
Yeah, Kolu got signs.
Twan Jim still see track.
And so far. But if they take the horses, we won't have a chance. You know, Kolu, I've just been wondering. We searched that village pretty well.
Yeah.
And the biggest hut,
Big hut where chief of tribe live?
Yes. Most everything was burned. But there were no shields or spears or weapons. Not even any trace of them.
Tuan Jim find bracelets and beads.
Of course, the chief could have had all his weapons with him. Or they could have been stolen by Karnak's men.
Tuan Jim thinks something else.
Yes, Kolo. This tribe may have had a queen.
Beads and bracelets. Did Tuan Jim see body of woman?
No. That's what I've been wondering. What became of all the women, of the queen?
Maybe Karnak take them.
If he did...
If women run, maybe they come back soon. Yeah. See what happens.
That's what I thought, Kolo. But they haven't come back. No, I think Karnak took them. And that means we may catch up with him.
Well, unless he have horses.
He does have. See here.
Yeah, horse hoof. Locked by three.
And that's it. They must have left their horses here while they sneaked up to attack the village. But if they stole the women, they'll be traveling double. And that means slow going.
Tuan Jim now follow trail.
Kolo, we're going to catch Karnak. If he stole the queen, besides delaying him now, she'll help us catch him later.
Look.
Where?
On side hill near trees. 5-6 miles maybe.
Well, I got the field glasses.
Moving along hill. Maybe cows.
And it's men and horses. And some on foot.
Maybe Karnak have hideout in hill.
Kolo, it looks like a white man on the lead horse.
Tuan Jim think Karnak white man?
The white man with those natives. Come on, they have a big start on us. But they don't know they're being followed. If we cut through the pass, we should be able to make the hills by night.
How many Tuan Jim see?
About a dozen that I could make out. 12-2. That's about our odds, isn't it, Kolo, old boy? After all, the advantage is all in our favor. We're trailing them.
Maybe Karnak trail us, too.
If he does, we'll have to outsmart him if we can. I was just looking around, Kolo. It'd be easy for him to have men hiding in these hills. Piles of rock everywhere.
Rock. Stay still.
That's it.
Kolo, see them move.
See the rocks move? What do you mean?
Tuan Jim use glasses. See rocks over by village.
Back there?
Overside, high by trees.
Uh-oh.
Tuan Jim see.
There's a native hiding by those rocks, Kolo. And he doesn't look friendly.
Kolo, see rocks move.
You were right. We're being watched. What you saw was the painted face of one of those bloodthirsty native headhunters. Well, Kolo, it looks like we're in the middle. Let's start moving fast. And maybe we can get Karnak before his men get us.
Is there more than one native hiding in the hills surrounding Jungle Jim and Kolo? Will their trail lead them directly into a trap set by the cunning Karnak the killer? What will happen when these painted wild men start their fiendish attack on the lone adventurers, Kolo and Jungle Jim? Follow the adventures of Jungle Jim on the air and in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's largest supplement containing the best full-color comic and adventure stories. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, and the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.